You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to William Hill's Daily Racing Podcast for Monday. Look ahead to the action in Newton Abbott, Stratford and Bath, which of course you can hear live on William Hill's Racing Radio from 1:40pm. Alex Dunn, Ollie Pimlott and Kevin O'Malley are going to be looking ahead to all the action, providing previews and full selections as well. But for now, my name's John Gibby. And to look ahead to the action, but also to look back on what's happened on Sunday as well, I'm joined by Lord John Budden. John, how are you?
I'm very well indeed, and it's been a great start at Chantilly.
Yeah, oh, fantastic. We record this literally just after, minutes after having watched the 2017 renewal of the Prix de l'Arc de Triomphe. And, well, what words can you use, John? Enable a search to a stunning victory in France.
Absolutely stunning victory, and she has demonstrated that at this current moment she is, in my view, the world's greatest horse over this trip. A marvellous filly. Will we see her, John, next year? This is a thought which springs immediately to mind. It was a devastating performance by Enable. And as I said shortly after she had passed the post in front, I think, you know, honours must go a lot to the trainer, John Gosden. Mm. I mean, it's a tremendous performance to keep a filly like Enable at the peak of her form throughout what's been really quite a long season on many different types of ground, and to come out in the greatest race of the autumn, in my view, and do what she did, it was absolutely tremendous. What I personally think it's her change of gear, which is, her biggest asset. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, she never looks like getting beaten, does she? When you think about some of these greatest horses in the world that people bring into the conversation, you know, they run their races in very different styles. I mean, comparisons can sometimes be a little bit unhelpful. But if you think about internationally, horses like Arrogate and Winx, you know, even when they come through and win their races, sometimes they look like they might be beaten. Whereas with Enable, there's just obviously been beaten the one time in her career, but since then, you look back at her runs and she's just looked like the winner a very, very long way out every single time.
Absolutely right. And I thought for a moment there was going to be commentator's curse when a commentator called Enable absolutely cruising with Frankie Dettori just sitting there, and Enable was really travelling as though the race was already won. And I thought to myself, oh, goodness gracious, let's pray that this is going to be the case. But it was. And there was Frankie. You know, he is still a tremendous jockey. There is no question about that. Some would have said that Enable was well drawn, but actually she was saw quite a lot of daylight very early, and Frankie had to settle her, and he did that marvellously well, and then asked her to quicken inside the last furlong or so, and she was away and gone in a matter of 4 or 5 strides. After this stunning performance, I thought.
I was having a conversation with someone yesterday about Frankie, and saying the thing about him, the reason why he is, in my opinion, the best jockey rider in Britain, is he just never seems to put in a bad ride. I can I'd be very, 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 very hard pressed to remember a bad Frankie Dettori ride. And sometimes, like in this race, but especially like in the Arc of 2 years ago when he won on Golden Horn, he just comes out with an absolutely cracking performance, absolutely at the right moment.
Oh, there's no question about that. And in international races of this type, he is marvellous jockey to have on your horse. And you mentioned Golden Horn. I thought he gave Enable the most professional and excellent ride you could want. Mm. I mean, there was always a question that, you know, others would be gunning to get her, and that he had to have an able placed in a decent position so that she could show her quality, and he did that marvellously well. And, you know, I think it is three chairs for everyone concerned, obviously for Enable herself, mm. But John Gosden, great performance by him and his team, keeping the filly going, and well done to Frankie Dettori, perfect ride, and you couldn't ask for a better arc result, really. Cloth of Gold has always been a decent horse, ran on well, I thought, to finish second, and Order of St. George, well, pretty good performance in fourth place. And Ulysses, I thought, got a bit warm in preliminaries. Yeah. Is that usual, John, or not? I can't say I have noticed Ulysses as getting warm before a race, but it is possible that it is a habit that has taken place.
I can't remember it having happened. Weirdly, the one horse in the lineup that I would say that is characteristic of would be Order of St. George. And I didn't notice it quite so much before today's race.
Yes, ridden very prominently, Order of St. George, and I suppose that's on purpose, and that Asker Gold Cup winner, all that sort of thing, and he ran very decently, but he just simply couldn't find a gear over the last half mile, but by no means disgraced. And if there was a disappointment in the race, it was Winter, who was obviously ridden to basically get the trip, and probably didn't do so. And I wouldn't be at all surprised if Winter comes back in trip quite significantly. I would imagine that Winter will stay in training for next year. And I'm sure she'll show quality over a slightly shorter trip.
Well, you mentioned whether Enable herself will stay in training at four. It's a difficult one, isn't it? Because on one hand, it wouldn't be unlike Connections to keep a top filly in training as a four-year-old. But on the other hand, she's achieved so much this year. You know, what can she go on to do from here?
Well, that's exactly my feeling on that point, John. I would imagine that there will be a serious discussion about whether she should or should not stay in training. But I think you hit the nail on the head. She has basically done everything that she could possibly be expected to do. I mean, it would be nice to see rather like Trave coming back and defending her crown. But I'm not convinced that that is going to be the case, and it would not surprise me if we heard that Enable was going to be retired and her racing days over.
Be an exciting prospect to think about when she is put out for breeding purposes as well. Some fantastic offspring, I'm sure we can expect from her.
Well, the value of Sky is the absolute stop, isn't it? I mean, I should think she'd command a fantastic price in the paddocks.
Well, that was the 2017 renewal of the Prix de l'Arc de Triomphe, won in fantastic style by Enable. The odds-on favourite going into the race and has just won it in the style you would really hope that she would to pay tribute to the great race and everything that we wanted from it, really.
Oh, absolutely right, John. It was a terrific performance, and it was a marvellous race. And, you know, it is the autumn's absolute jewel in the crown, in my view, the Ark. And it's not surprising that all the major horses do strive to go towards it. Tremendous race, and great performance of Chantilly. Be back to Longchamp next year.
Indeed. Nice and renovated as well. Right, you mentioned it's the big autumn showpiece at the Arc there, John. Well, the heady heights of the high summer are a long way behind us now, and we must come crashing back down to earth with some day-to-day bread-and-butter action on Monday from Newton Abbott, Stratford and Bath. Hopefully we can still find a couple of winners here, though. I understand you've got a nap and next best selection.
Well, yes, I have an app and a best bet selection. That's absolutely true. I thought I'd have to start at Bath. It's a track which has been a little bit worried about the surface, and we've got a lot of 5.5 furlongs and sprints here at Bath on Monday afternoon.
In fact, it's an all sprint card. All the races have been run over 5 furlongs or 5.5 furlongs.
Yeah, there's something on the bend, I believe.
That's the problem.
And so it's got to be on the straight. And the question of the draw, Bath, well, it often changes. I thought at the last meeting, the place to be was more or less down the centre, not, as it so often has been, right on the inside. Mm. Horses were being run down in the closing stages if they stuck to the inside. I've gone for the 3:45 here. And the main reason I've gone for the 3:45 is that the likely favourite...
The 3:40, are we saying?
3:40, I'm sorry. It's 5 minutes out.
We don't people want people, you know, to be tuning into William Hill Racing Radio and just hearing the final furlong.
Absolutely right. 3:40. And we've got David Egan riding in this race, and he's now pretty short priced to become champion apprentice. I think he is a real rider of the future, David Egan. Should be, of course, because John Egan's been about for a long time. And it amuses me very much, John, at this stage, that John Egan himself is quite determined not to be outshone by son David. He was quoted last week at the end when he had rather a good winner. That makes it 51 all. But I think he is actually very proud of the progress that David has made. And I watched him ride at Bath at the last meeting, and he was on a horse who had a perfectly reasonable form chance. But he was absolutely determined to get the horse in what he considered to be the best part of the race course, which was then down the middle. And he just rode out in hands and heels in the most stylish way, and victory came his way. Now, he's also partnering a horse trained by Malcolm Saunders, who is very much the Bath expert in this 3:40. And I think Past Fact has got a major chance here. Is a winner here over course and distance. Was a winner 3 outings ago. Didn't run at all badly last time out. I think Liam Kinnearry was in the saddle on that occasion. And I would be surprised if David Egan does not get this particular individual of Malcolm Saunders is certainly in the frame and hopefully going to win. That's Past Fact. There are two possible opponents here who may make it difficult. Peter Park is very lightly raced and ran perfectly soundly last time out, and certainly has a chance here. And I noticed that Tony Carroll had a number of runners in this contest at the 5 day stage, John.
Yep.
And he relies on a horse called Evanescent. Is that how we pronounce
Evanescent.
It?
Evanescent. One of two runners in the race for the Carroll Yard, in fact.
And I think Evanescent is the one that is most likely to trouble my selection. Used to be with John Quinn, who goes particularly well on soft ground. I think it'll be pretty soft at Bath tomorrow. So I'm going to go with David Egan to stamp his authority on this race on Malcolm Saunders' Past Fact, but I do slightly worry about Evanescent.
So Past Facts, the nap selection of John Budden on Monday. That's in Bath's 3:40. And what about your next best, John?
Well, next best, I'm going to Newton Abbott. They've got a £10,000 race, a Class 3 contest, and that is at 3:20. And it's cut up a bit, disappointingly, because at the 5 day stage, I thought we were going to have, 6 or 7 really perfectly decent horses, and that it was going to be a competitive heat. Isn't quite as competitive as it was, but I'm particularly interested in the top weight here. Sizing Platinum, Colin Tizard trains. It's one of the horses which came to the Tizards from Alan Potts' string in Ireland. And Sizing Platinum hasn't run, admittedly, for quite a while. Are you a man who thinks that if horses haven't run for a long while, that their chances are definitely downgraded, John?
I think it depends on the horse. I think some horses run. The reason the absence was infected, of course, makes a difference. But I think generally some horses are more suited by running, you know, after a long break, whereas some, the fitness is more important.
Yeah, I come back when fresh. I mean, the last time we saw Sizing Platinum was at Punchestown in a very decent company, certainly better company than this. So I would expect Sizing Platinum to go off probably at a fairly short price and ought to win this contest, which, as I say, has cut up quite significantly. We've got J.P. McManus, though, with a runner in this contest. For John Joe O'Neill. And that's got a chance, hasn't it? Mandrico?
Matarico.
Matarico. Matarico ran at Worcester. And horses that run at Worcester are not generally running in very sound company. But Matarico has got consistency on the side. And John Joe, I find, is a very difficult trainer to absolutely get right. It wouldn't surprise me to see this horse run well. And if Sizing Platinum were to be just in need of the contest, then Matarico could easily be there to seize the chance. However, I'm going for Class, Robbie Power, and Sizing Platinum is the choice.
Sizing Platinum, the next best selection, then, of John Budden. In the 3:20 at Newton Abbott's on Monday, that 2.5 mile handicap chase. Well, of course, you can hear all the action on Monday from Newton Abbott and Bath and Stratford as well on William Hill's Racing Radio. It gets underway at 1:40 p.m. and Alex Dunn, Ollie Pimlott and Kevin O'Malley will be taking you through all the day's action. But John, thanks so much for joining us on this edition of the Daily Racing Podcast.
Lovely, John, and a tremendous arc.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.